This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie, and welcome to Stuff We'll Never Tell You, a production of iHeartRadio. And yes, I'm still by myself, but Samantha's probably happy about that for this one, because I am talking about cicadas once again. It's going to be a bit of a shorter episode, but I did really want to find a way to talk about them. And I think we're going to try to find another way to talk about them, if anybody knows women in entomology who would like to talk with us. So yeah, as you've probably heard, perhaps from me, for the first time since the 1800s, two broods of cicadas are going to emerge in the U.S. at the same time. It's being called all kinds of things, like cicada apocalypse. People are freaking out about it on TV. I'm interested. I don't think Atlanta, which is where we are, is going to get the brunt of it. We're going to get some, but I'm interested to see how loud it's going to be, especially as someone who records audio from home. I was determined to find a feminist topic to talk about with this, and find it I did. As I've said previously, I'm fascinated with the science of cicadas, and it was one of the first podcast episodes I ever edited was about cicadas. So, all right. If you've heard the loud humming, buzzing, chirping of cicadas, you know that it is a culmination of several sounds that are occurring at the same time. This is the result of different sounds made by different species of cicadas. For a long time, we didn't know this, though. Entomologist Margareta Hare Morris in the early 19th century. Ever since she was a teenager, she had studied cicadas when they would come out. And in 1817, she heard one song, and in 1834, she heard a different one. In 1846, at the age of 49, she publicly voiced her opinion that she had discovered a new species of cicada. This was in part due to some digging that she'd done that unearthed cicada larvae a whole 5 years before they were set to emerge. They were sucking at the roots of trees, which was a pretty big discovery in terms of how cicadas survived underground for 17 years in itself at the time. But on top of that, she realized some were significantly smaller than others. So, that very year, she wrote up her findings in a report she sent off to the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia, asserting that she was, quote, inclined to believe that there are two species differing sufficiently in size. She even wrote descriptions describing the different sounds that they made. The larger ones were more sluggish and made a sound like ba-roo, The smaller ones, on the other hand, were very active. Their song, quote, sharp and shrill, like the noise made by the loom of a stocking weaver. These are, Faru was a quote also, by the way. Because she wasn't a member of this academy, though, she had to enlist a male scientist to present her paper and supporting specimens to them. As you can imagine, they were dismissive, but she didn't give up. She submitted and published articles about her findings to publications across the country. She invited scientists to visit her garden to see for themselves what she was talking about. Through these efforts, she built up an army of supporters of her theory. In 1850, she was one of the first women ever to be elected to the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Basically, she impressed largely these dudes who were in control with her methods and her dedication and all of the work she had done. But, of course, she has largely been forgotten. One of the main reasons for that has to do with the years between the emergence of broods of cicadas. After the next emergence of cicadas post Morris's publications in 1851, two male scientists who had read her work announced that they had discovered a new species of cicada that was smaller and shriller. So yes, exactly what she said. And they named it after themselves, which is frustrating. And this is especially bad in terms of the lack of women entomologists at that time and now. So, like, every time you're reading about cicadas or talking about cicadas, you see remnants of these two men who named the cicadas after themselves. But here was Morris, who had done this work. It's documented. I think people in the field know who she is. But for people who don't, you see their names, not hers, and associate them with this discovery and not hers. And as we talked about on our recent celebration with Eves of our 50th female first, that it does inspire people when you see, when you're young and you're like, I can do that too. But she was sort of removed from the picture unless you looked deeper, which it wasn't hard to find her. So again, it's not like she doesn't exist, but she's not the first thing you will find at all. And on top of that, as we also discussed in that episode of Female First, it's, you know, I don't know, but I was reading this and I was thinking, like, who else maybe had made this discovery outside of Morris and didn't get any credit? It's entirely possible. She wasn't the first either. But certainly it wasn't the two dudes who get credit for it. But yeah, you can look up more about this. I'm hoping to return to another cicada-based topic. For listeners, if you are in, I believe it's like Chicago, certain areas of the Midwest where you're really going to get all these cicadas, let us know how it goes, how you're feeling. because I'm very interested to see how this is going to play out. But I hope that now our listeners will think of Morris, who was just curious about cicadas and did her own research. It seems like just from a very passionate, interested, scientific place. She was just really intrigued by this, which I can relate to. But yes, listeners, if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph Mom Never Told You. You can also find us on YouTube. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book. You can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.